Time in Africa.
Hello, howdy buddy. Welcome to the program. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. This is the Voice of America, VOA Africa. Today's program is L-I-B-licious. I just returned from Monrovia, Liberia. I was there in that rainy, boisterous city to investigate the role music played in the fight against Ebola and what the industry's like today. What's the tempo and the mood of music there now that Ebola's over? Since June 2016, Liberia has reached the end of active Ebola virus transmission, but not before taking nearly 5,000 Liberian lives. I talked to three popular artists about this and got some of their music for you, too. There's singer, songwriter, and producer Quincy B. How you whining, I think. Hipco solo artist Teddy Ride. And Amazing from the Hipco duo Amazing and Peaches. Young Hope is taking over. We'll hear some of their most popular songs, including life-saving ones that played during the height of the Ebola epidemic. Oh, and if you don't know what Hipco is, well, you will by the end of today's program. I've also got a few select hits from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt, and Cape Verde. So sit back, relax, get hip to L.I.B., and enjoy the show. We're starting off with a classic from the late Papa Wemba, Sakana.
Bye.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. That was the late Papa Wemba with the song Sakana. And now from the Democratic Republic of Congo, we move to Egypt. Here's another late 1990s hit, this time by the multi-award-winning singer Amr Diab. Are those your beautiful eyes or two full shining moons? I swear I didn't expect to, out of nowhere, get captivated and fall in love this way. Amr Diab with Amarain. Hi, I'm Heather. You're inside MTIA. Are you ready now to tap into the music scene in Liberia? Let's start with the singer-songwriter and producer Quincy B. Here's his dance hit, Tumba Baba. currently topping the charts in L.I.B.
The things you do to me, I swear I never let you go. You're my fantasy, I'm Quincy B, I'm meant to be. I swear that tumba I see, that tumba I see. Yeah, yeah. Slinky that thing, I'm like in a way, how you whining that thing. See, keep on bouncing that thing. Give it to me, don't slide, I'm wanting that thing. I'm eating that thing, hello. For you, I'm singing this song, I'm giving you sweet mellow. Anywhere you go, my girl, I will follow. Pero, you make me go low. But still, I don't control. I be tumba baba. You know, say me, I be tumba baba. Come and see, be tumba baba. I want to bring you, be tumba baba. Cause you know, say Vero. You go, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're my fantasy. I'm Quincy B. I'm meant to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I swear that tumba I see, that tumba I see. Yeah, yeah. Sneaky that thing. I'm like in a way. How you whining that thing? See, keep on bouncing that thing. Give it to me, don't slide. I'm wanting that thing. Yeah, I see, give it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me like that. Give it to me like this. Give it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me like this.
Everybody, this is Heather, and that was Quincy B with Tumba Baba. I'm guessing you all get the gist of that song, but just so you're well informed, Tumba means behind or derrière, and Baba means big. I sat down with this superstar, Quincy B, in Monrovia.
I'm Quincy B from Liberia, an artist, musician, producer, songwriter.
It turns out that in addition to making great dance hits and music videos of all kinds, Quincy B is a thinker, and he uses music to take action, like in 2014 when the deadly Ebola virus struck his community.
Music is not just what we sing, because it was through my music that certain people listen and believe that Ebola was real. At the initial stage, people were mocking it, the fact they thought it was some government issues where people come in and they want to take money, because you know when there are crises, international community, they make funds for government, and then these are the people that got the money, the government officials and the people that are in power. So you know, the people thought that it was some strategy of getting money from,
or conspiracy,
yeah, something like this, some kind of conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was far more than that, because when I first heard about Ebola, I went online, because when I hear something, I go online and find out about it. This is not the first country.
Right.
It's not the first country. It happened in other parts of Africa.
In Congo.
That's where I thought it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And people were dying. And I believe that the reason for the massive death was the fact that people did not take the necessary precautions. Even at the point where people were dying, people still did not believe. They thought the government instead was still
making people sick on purpose.
Sick on purpose. That's what they thought.
This is not a joke. This is not for fun. I seen a mother cry. She just lost her son. Think I can help her, cause she needs a ride. But then my baby warned me, help her and we all die. The words hit me hard. Rip off my heart. How many doctors died trying to play the part? See how many nurses with pretty faces and helping hands lost their life innocently cause they chose to land a hand. Trying to save a dying soul, fulfill their oath. Then secretly the demon called Ebola, took them both. A kid just lost a mother lost a son. Africa lost another, the battle just...
It came to a point where I was in a studio one day with Tantan, and then I was saying, I got my gloves on my hands, but it's time for a different reason. I was trying to use the precautions that we should take, and the actual fact that Ebola is real, and you know, to paint a picture to make people understand that they shouldn't take the situation for granted.
Got my gloves on my hands, but tonight for a different reason. Yeah. I know the storm's pouring down outside, but it's a different season. How many lives must we lose before we realize, start believing? I might be calm outside, but down inside, I'm weeping. Oh, Ebola is real. Ebola is real.
Yeah, that's Quincy B and rapper Tantan with State of Emergency. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're inside the world of Liberian music. Here are some last few words about Ebola from Quincy B, our first Liberian artist featured today. He describes the impact that the song we just heard had on Liberians right at the height of the crisis.
It's Quincy B. How I know that the music had a whole lot impact in my life from the Ebola. We went for an interview, a TV interview, and it went at a point we explained, talked about a song, and then we're advising people, because you know, Liberia, people respect the music. They love the music and they love their artists. They listen to us a whole lot. A lady from Harbel, Firestone, called in and she cried on the television. And why she cried, she told me, like, I'm like her son. And she can't believe that I'm talking the way I'm talking.
How so?
She don't expect me to say the things I say. And I'm advising people about the Ebola situation. If I can believe that Ebola is real, why won't she believe? She said her sons, her children love me a whole lot. And she cried bitterly, like she was moved for the fact that I'm just like her son. Her son loves me a lot. And her son told her to come and see Quincy B talking about Ebola. And she was moved. She loved the song. She kept listening to the song over and over and over again. And she was moved. And then they believed that Ebola is real. And they were going to take their necessary precautions. And they would not take it for granted. As time went by, other musicians and other artists started doing precautionary songs. and it grew wild. So people started taking precautions, and we realized that the victims started reducing. The level at which people were getting infected mm-hmm. was reducing, and we Ebola got freed up.
So music really played a
music played a huge whole lot, a huge part of it.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
One country under one title, under one blue. This is J.W. Ambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather. We'll be back with more music and conversation with Liberian artists Quincy B., and we'll meet Hipco artists Amazing and Teddy Ride. But first, a lovely tune from Elida Almeida. Elida was born in 1993 in the town of Pedro Badejo, Santa Cruz, on the Cape Verdean island of Santiago. This song, Le Bam Cubo, comes off her debut album, Ora Dolci o Amargos, or Sweet Times, Bitter Times.
Bupo di marca, casamento, quinta casa. Bupo di marca, casamento, quinta casa. Minha mãe já flameta, gamboi. Minha madrinha flama, também meta, dan sofá. Vizinho surdo, já calimpa, boronceira. Tá jovem panela, três pés. Manhãs, meninas, já capricham.
gorgeous. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and that was Petra Badejo with Le Bam Kubo. Today's program features Liberian music from Ebola to today. We'll meet Hipco artists Amazing and Teddy Ride in just a few moments. But first, let's return to Quincy B. with one last song that he produced. It's called Hope Song, and it features over 20 Liberian artists. As the title suggests, it was created to give hope to Liberians, and to survivors especially, that there will be a brighter future.
Oh, Lord, can you listen to us now? Can the whole world hear us crying out? It's one for you. No,
Lord, listen to us now. Help us that we may never lose our ground. Lord, listen to us now.
Quincy B.
We're trying to give people hope that you can live after Ebola. Because there was a point where some people were getting infected, but they were getting killed. But then they were being outcast. Now, nobody would want to go around on Ebola infected. And so we're trying to give people hope that, you know, and even those survivors, we're trying to give them hope that you can live after Ebola. I mean, it's not the end of your world. Mm-hmm. You were infected, but you're still a human being. You're part of us. Mm-hmm. It got a whole lot of views on YouTube. People watched it all over because people called me from different places like, oh, I loved you. I saw the Hope Song. I saw you. Like family and friends that were somewhere else that didn't even know me. They said, oh, I just saw you in the Hope Song on YouTube. Nice song. They appreciate it. So, you know, people listened to it all over, and I believe it affected them. It made a change because we were giving hope to people because it was a whole lot of artists, good artists. Mm-hmm. Every artist have their fan base. People love these artists different ways. So everybody coming together and doing one song was a really great impact. It spread widely in Liberia.
And you produced that?
Yeah, I produced the song. Yeah, I made the beat. I did the instrumentals and I did the vocals.
And who wrote all the lyrics? Did each artist come with their own idea?
At the initial stage, we came up with the idea. Mm-hmm. We were in the studio together. Everybody came to the studio together.
Wow.
Yeah, we're like friends, the mm-hmm. artists. At one point, we were at a joint. We were like just having fun, and then we came up with the idea. A guy came up with the idea and said, why don't y'all make a song together, giving people hope, since y'all have the fans? Because if y'all do it, mm-hmm. like the fans from Quincy B, KZ, Tantan, these other people, mm-hmm. there'll be a whole lot of people will listen because everybody will follow you. But he said he was going to sponsor the project, mm-hmm. but he did not.
Oh.
Yeah, but then after we called him and he couldn't,
yeah.
So we decided that why don't we just, let's do it on our own. Most of the time, if you depend on people, they let you down. And everybody should come up with the lyrics. Everybody that sang wrote their line.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that took long was for me to work on a beat. Yeah, it took a week or two. Yeah,
yes.
I worked on it and then, yeah, we released it to the public.
Fight at the end, we conquer. When hard times come, our faith grows stronger. People take heart, all is not lost. No matter the case, being virus is a war. We're a bunch of pagans surrounded by Goliath. Torn from tears, we have no borders. Stay positive, our message to be. Don't survive, and that's you and me.
We are one people, let's come together. Together the stronger we stay alive. That you and me, I'm me and you together, that's one. That you and me, I'm me and you together, that's one.
Listen
to us now. Help us that we may never lose our ground. Lord, listen to us now. Hear us. Let everybody hear the sound.
I'm a nation.
situation we feel. Can't you see our people are dying? You need to give a one good reason. Hope is something to believe in. We hope we can fight this. Believe we gonna do what you did. Believe on that we gonna celebrate. Never ever lose our motherland.
Clean hearts, clean hands. It's what we need to save this land. Let's take precautions, save this nation. It's time to take a stand, yeah.
Sanitization is what we need. Cleaning everything around us, just like you see. Once we stick to the rules and don't break through, it's gonna be a better place for you and I. So have hope.
Yema, leba fe, epumo, mba miye, kasoso. Ebola J, Aniko, that's a mue, the wasso, that's a new one is so, I said Bill, when I get you, I said Bill, I can
hear. Listen to us now, help us that we may never lose our ground. Lord, listen to us now, hear us, everybody hear the sound.
We may never lose our ground.
Lord, listen to us now. Hear us, let everybody hear us out. Let everybody know.
Fellow Liberians, this is Dr. Kimmy Weeks. We must unite against this common enemy. This is our time and moment in our history when we must stand together. Neither politics nor painful differences should divide us. When we stand united against Ebola, we shall overcome and conquer. Fighting as one people, Liberia will surely rise again.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather. You just heard Hope Song from Liberia with concluding inspirational remarks by the celebrated human rights activist, Dr. Kimmy Weeks.
Music time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Why? But tell me where you going. Why do we get the mama shop Milan?
The mama shop you like?
Hey, the mama shop Milan.
All right, so here's one last word and latest song from Quincy B before we meet two other Liberian artists, Amazing and Teddy Ride. We're going to find out what hip-co means, too. Here's Quincy B describing his latest single, Checks and Balances.
And the Checks and Balances is a song talking about the struggles of Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
How people do what we do. Okay, like, but it, I don't know whether it's the economy or the government. I don't know what's the problem. I'm not putting the blame on anybody, but I was just trying to explain the story, like how we go about doing our hustle, wake up in the morning, we have to struggle to get stuff. Like for the real little people that can't get food to eat daily.
Everybody on the hustle. Some people know like beats. They want some trouble. Crime rates on the increase. The government can't protect the people. Hold up. No justice for the poor. Yeah. I love the way we're living. We treat them one another unfair. We live it, we treating one another unfair. Yeah. What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future?
And I shot the video in West Point. West Point is one of the slum areas in Liberia. It's not a conducive area today.
Everything in abundance, but we die in rot and greed.
we pray, asking the Lord for another Moses, cause all we have is pharaohs, yeah.
In our suffering, it's worth it making better love, yeah.
The rich get richer, and the poor people suffer. Them promise they, them bring development, and better education. Our lands are fertile, no food on the land. Our children, we're pushing into bag.
The way we're living, we're treating one another unfair.
Look the way we're living, we're treating one another unfair.
We're taken into slavery, but in the modern time like this, we're children and slaves. We're fighting a war now with guns and bullets. The enemies I see are my brothers and my sisters. We're diggers of graves while we're still living. Don't judge a book by its cover. Looks can be deceiving. Whenever the sun shines, must come a rain. Who will come and take away the pain?
Hey, look the way we're living. We're treating one another unfair. We live it, we treat one another unfair. Yeah. What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future? What's the hope for the future?
So what do you mean by checks and balances?
Checks and balances was like I was looking into the good mm-hmm. and the bad.
I see. Of Liberia.
Of Liberia. The people of Liberia. The song is mostly about our low class people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the struggle we have to face to get what we can get mm-hmm. and how the people who are in power or people who takes control of us, who are supposed to be taking care, are not actually doing what they should do. I don't know the reason mm-hmm. why, but things are not happening the way they should.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Longa nyanya biewe eme yaka nenga ngonarangwe yaka ingandifongwe.
Now, Henry Amazing Toe, one of LIB's most popular hip-co artists, recorded two songs about Ebola. The first one he recorded during the height of the crisis, called Spread the Word, and that was used to sensitize people, similar to Quincy B's song State of Emergency and many others by a host of Liberian artists. Then Amazing wrote Kick Back to Ebola, after Ebola had subsided, but when people were still afraid.
Yeah, I'm Henry Amazing Toe, 28 years old. But after the Ebola period, when the Ebola subsided, you know, the fear was still in Liberia. So I thought it wise to write a song called Get Back Kick to Ebola. Get back kick to Ebola. Everybody say, hey, we go back to where you came from, oh. Where you came from, oh, Ebola. And something like that. So how to make people come back. Mm-hmm. To doing what he used to do mm-hmm. because the fear was already in Monrovia, in Liberia back then. Mm-hmm. So we as artists, as people listening to, we have to find a way to make the people happy again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I asked Amazing how influential he thought music was in the efforts to combat Ebola. And not only did I get my answer, I learned what hip-co is.
Music did well. Music was what people listened to. Music was what made people wash their hands with chlorine. Music was what made people start being hygienic. So music contributed immensely, mm-hmm. especially the hip-co. Hip-co, you know.
What's hip-co?
Hip-co is sort of what is called hip-hop in America. We borrow the hip. But co is the colloquial that we speak, our local way of speaking.
Yes.
Liberia. So hip-co, the people listen mostly to hip-co because we communicate through hip-co easily.
So you got it? Hip-co is Liberian hip-hop. Hip, the first part of hip-hop, plus ko, which is taken from the first part of the word koloqua, the uniquely Liberian pidgin. Thus, hip-ko. Here's Amaze's current hip-ko hit, List Belle, in true hip-ko style.
This is exactly what you've been waiting for. Yeah, Perry Ellis music.
Beatmaster's connection.
Amazing, yo. Top 10.
People, I'm a List Belle.
Pass around with our belle. Always cocking some time to call me Big Belle. I'm a List Belle.
Yeah, me, I'm on me.
If you taste and me, we're hissing your teeth.
I'm a List Belle.
But we are sticking away. Got my own company, they call it. Don't worry.
I'm a List Belle.
But you don't know ever since.
Yeah.
I'm a List Belle.
When you get pofo, I get pofo.
Make it so be my way up for nothing big show. Follow in place. When they see my pan reach, you will not even get no space. For me, hip hop a donkey. I can watch it in a tajella, eating punky.
Yeah.
That why they call me threesome. I'm fixing, so why can't you refreeze that? How long Joe stay in the army? Get attention when see rap in palace.
Hey everybody, hello. Howdy buddy. This is Heather, and we're listening to music by hip co artist Amazing. Now, I met him in Monrovia recently to find out how music contributed to the fight against Ebola and what's next for artists now in the recovery period. Here, Amazing explains that artists now use music as a tool.
For now, you see a lot of artists doing social justice song, doing song on corruption, like I did one last year, Corruption, Corruption, which I was interviewed by your colleague Jackson from VOA. And this year, you know, I've come up with another stuff, no one to vote for, to conscientize the people. So through the epidemic, artists were able to learn that, oh, yeah, indeed, music is very powerful. We can use this as a tool. So right now, all the librarian artists got the idea that music is a tool that we can use.
So that's Amazing. And here's his new song with female hip-co artist Peaches. Know who to vote for.
Better than life. Amazing, yo.
Beaches.
Young Hope taking over.
You don't know who to vote for. Decision you made today. Could you tell me your
future?
You
know who to vote for. You don't know who to vote for. Screen all your candidates before you choose the leader.
You know who to vote for. You better know who to vote for. Say, you better vote for your future.
You know who to vote for.
Give it scholarships, so bring it book. But on your arm, my people, so money, I say so pro. Be wise, you must open your eyes. Don't follow somebody before you see that plenty cry. If I would know, if I would know, it not inside. Another says, yeah, you must sit on your own strap. They did not more talk. I gave it straight up. Politicians, I get used to them, I still will split up. The hour time to make the right decision. Let's use the right leader, right time for our nation. You want to know who to vote for, decision you made today. Could you tell me your face?
You know who to vote for.
You better know who to vote for. Say, you better vote for your future.
You know who to vote for. I say they come here again with a colorful skin now. The focus one time, two times. My people now listen. No more voting for mine.
They won't eat a mile and won't talk on a campaign. When they result out all day, you vest. Oh, you mama, where you grinding? I tell you, I think that you say this thing. Hold your feature. Let the guests see what are you blind? Step or step or don't be raw. We're process fighting for all appearance. They'll be getting all above. We're not talking for cheering. So, main thing, let's take part in the essence of your photo card. At least you will be recognized.
You don't know who to vote for. This is your event today. Could you tell me your feature?
You know who to vote for. You don't know who to vote for. Screen all your candidates before you choose the leader.
You better know who to vote for.
Everybody, this is Heather, and that was Hipco duo Amazing and Peaches with Know Who to Vote For, a song Amazing says that's encouraging his fans to research candidates and get prepared to vote in next year's national election.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Well, last but not least, here is the third feature artist for this edition of MTIA. His name, Teddy Ride, actually pronounced Teddy Ride. Now, Teddy Ra is on top right now in Monrovia. Whenever we were together in the streets, in the hotel lobby or restaurant, and definitely at his performances, Teddy is followed by crazy fans that just want to get his autograph or actually just get close to him. It was really amazing to see the excitement and energy that Teddy brings everywhere he goes. Now, he didn't record any Ebola songs because he was just starting his music career. However, Teddy has a unique perspective on Liberian music and Ebola. He says that Ebola actually boosted the LIB music industry, and he describes how it helped him become the superstar he is today.
Yo, I'm Tyrus Commentary Teddy Rock, and I'm 24 years old. The Ebola helped to make some of us popular, but then everybody was glued to radio. Everybody listening to radio. Yeah, so because I started within the Ebola period, just when Ebola was hot in Liberia. Within that time, that way I was going to the studio.
Pretty, 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 my mind. You keep running, running, running through my mind.
Like, I had talent for high school, and I was always thinking how to get started with my songs. Okay, so all of a sudden, I came up to town, and then I saw this engineer. I had money on me, and then everybody never wanted to work because it was Ebola time. Yeah, but I stimulated the whole program with my little money I had, and then people were like, okay, but let's go to the studio, let's hear what we got. And then when I started there, my very first song was a hit.
What was that?
Pretty Mama.
One princess, all of sight, that all of mine. And I left for you to even go spend time. Been feeling you since 99. Patiently waiting for my only part of time. Holidays, time together, chicken feet, rice, and I could pump butter. I'm lonely looking at your picture. Beautiful, even though your hair low cut. My course that 28 September. Don't check, and you know we together. Too many guests, but I'm not freaker. That you, I wanna show to my mother. Stop taking beats, get it on the spot. I stop bringing getting home, cause I got a wife.
Pretty, 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 my mind. You
keep running, running, running through my mind. I don't wanna all again, cause you are mine, my girl. You keep running, running, running through my mind. You're my pretty, pretty, pretty mama. You keep running, running, running through my mind. I don't wanna all again, cause you are mine.
Cash one drink to hit my crib, and I got one space to make my day. Say something looking phenomenal. Oh, baby yeah, said, I mean, yeah. She really depending on. Man, I mean, you depending with. Tell me, I mean, you depending too. You my girl, you my love, you my baby too. You the only one I like, and my grandma know.
What? Pretty, 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 my mind. You keep running, running, running through my mind. I know. But you are mine, my girl. You keep running, running, running through my mind. You're my pretty, pretty, pretty mama. You keep running, running, running through my mind. I don't wanna all again. But you are mine, my girl. You keep running, running, running through my mind.
Teddy Rye with Pretty Mama. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and we're at the tail end of this Liberian music special, Music Time in Africa. It's the last part of my interview here with the third and final featured artist, Teddy Rye. Now, you know I was in Monrovia recently and hanging out with Teddy, and here he's telling me more about how Ebola boosted his career and the music and film industry in Liberia. And like his older hip-hop contemporary, Amazing, Teddy's also busy composing music to encourage his fans to vote in the 2017 presidential election.
Doing Ebola beer, it caused our entertainment to grow. Liberia industry grew doing Ebola beer. Mm-hmm. Like you see now, people don't often buy Nigerian dicks movie. Mm-hmm. People don't often buy other country movie. They now witness Liberian movie. And Liberia movie is on the rise. Everybody now going like, oh, I want this new movie from Buffalo Mo. I want a new movie from this other artist. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now, since we already had a film, some artists like me, we still got thousands of people who follow our songs all over Liberia. So it now goes to us. It's almost like a responsibility now. Something we need to do. Like now I'm working on a project. The idea we use for Ebola, if we can still use it to impact other people in a different way. Like now, I listen to a couple of artists. Listen to Amaze, listen to Lil Bishop, listen to Takun J, listen to other people. They do conscious music. They do music that speak to people's mind. Okay, so right now, me and Lil Bishop, we personally working on election stuff. Because next year, going to be election. And the song we are writing is, we already have a proposal to the election commission. And it's entitled Be Wise.
Be Wise, what's the message? Be wise and think and vote?
Yeah, you're like, your future is in your hands. Be wise, they want to put you on the red. Be wise, they call me again. Be wise. Oh, yeah. Be wise in 14, yeah.
That was Teddy Rye, Liberia's super hot number one hip-hop star. I'm going to leave you with one last song by Teddy before signing off. This one is For My Mama.
You read to me, like me, if not for my mama, then I would be, I would be. She said, show love to your friends. Thank you, mama, for making me understand. So, mama, if then I know you, that fool.
beginning by the time you used to take me to school. I'm too blessed for anything you can do. So I feel to show love to my mama. When I'm in bed and sick, that my mama calculated to foster and quit. That my mama can never have another mama, mama. That my mama. I love you, yeah, yeah. Mommy told me, run, 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 and fly. Baby, you can make it. Mama, you too bad, oh. Take some for my mama, yeah. Mama, you too bad, oh. Ah, yeah. Ah, your mama, not your mama. Well, not a bobo, a plan, she your mama. Yeah. Never try to test pass your mama. Cause in the world, you can't kill your mama. Yeah. Every other day, holiday for my mama. Pray and wish you don't live for my mama. Mama, wait, wait, wait. When you're my mama, I can't play, baby. Now mama to no move like we in any motion. Can I did that when I'm fine and you read? Adio,
irreplaceable in kids you didn't know. Your love is a touch of a cuss, you let it show. I always been a part of it, what? And it's past logic. What? Owe you my life, my past mom, I can't dodge it. That's what it say, right? Wrong, I'm above it. You low pride, you son of top, you gotta love it. You will live to see your grandkids grow older. It's self-explanatory, I'm trying to rock shoulders. God bless you, queen, heaven is yours. You got a heart of a king, round of applause.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy for my mama. What I do for my mama. Mommy told me run, 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 and fly. Baby, you can make it, you can hit it to the sky. Tell you run, 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 and fly. Baby, you can make it, you can hit it. It's all for my mama, yeah. Mama, you too bad, oh. It's all for my mama, yeah. Mama, you too bad,
oh. Yeah.
Mama, you too bad,
oh. Abien yes one clome
clome
so glory my body me me a lot to me so pressure to me on planet Earth. Mama you my own of God to me,
yeah.
From my baby time up to nana, mama never let me down, mama always been around,
be for mama
all the way I start, mama not get time, mama want me playing baby anytime she come around. My mama, no disrespect to all of mama, but I plenty to you, but for you to be your beer, mama.
It's time to say goodbye, music lovers. Thanks to Quincy B, Amazing, and Teddy Rye for their time and warm welcome in Monrovia. Don't forget, you can leave comments about this show and others on my Facebook page, Twitter, at Music Time Africa, and now on my WhatsApp. The number is 1-202-203-4118. Again, that's 1-202-203-4118. I hope to meet you back here again next week. Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Hi, this is